Hello everyone, my name is Esther and I'm going to make an interview today about the Hungarian LGBT community. GBML was founded as a university group in 2001. I want to show how this group works and I want to examine how Hungarian people tolerate a community like this one. First, to put everything in context, I want to talk about gay rights in Hungary and compare it to the European Union. Between 2002 and 2010, a lot of progressive laws were made and they accepted registered life partnership. However, same-sex marriage is constitutionally banned. Adoption is not available. Hungarian law punishes any form of hate speech or action and discrimination in workplaces, and we grant refugee status to people who are on a run because of their sexual identification. But Hungarians did try to forbid gay pride parades in the past few years. Compared to our surrounding countries, we grant the same rights. In the European Union, Netherlands, Belgium, France, Denmark and Spain are the most accepting countries, but in matters of hate speech, Hungary has sometimes stronger regulations. All in all, the biggest problem in Hungary seems to be with tolerance, which is the cause of actions towards forbidding gay pride parade and the possible reasons for strong regulations. I am now investigating how can a university group work in a situation like this and how much of hate do they have to face.
Okay, so I'm going to interview Gergő, who is going to answer some questions. First of all, what is the aim of this community?
The main aim of this community to create a platform to the university students who are gay or gay friend, to connect each other, to share their feelings and to help each other, because I think they have the same kind of problem with their own life, with their love life, with their family and stuff like that.
And how can someone become a member?
The only way to be a member, you have to register in a page, in a website. And after that, you are going to have an interview with some of the members to check if you are fit in our community. We have to check if you are not hate gays and you do not have any problem with others, because I think we are a quite close community because of the fear and because of our members' anonymity. Yeah. And that's why these are the two steps that you have to do if you would like to be a member.
And what does this membership grant?
It's a good question, because we are not a student organization right now. We more like a group of friends, but a huge group of friends. So we do not have written rights that you have. Usually when we have to decide, we vote with all of the members. So I think you have the right to vote if you're a member. And you also have the right to come to our events. Yeah. If you are a member, you are on an email list, so you get every mail of the group and you can join to the Facebook group of the group, and there you can get to know the others and the information about our events.
What kind of events do you have?
Usually we have some kind of friendly events. We go to cinema or theater, or go to a pub to play some board game or drink. So usually these university students, stuff and fun, nothing special.
And can foreigners join? So if someone comes here, let's say with Erasmus, can they join the group, even if it's for just a half year? Are you open towards them?
Yes, of course, and we're really happy if someone look for us from abroad, because we believe that diversity is a good value and we like that, and I think we can learn a lot from them and they can learn a lot from us.
Anyway, is it okay to call it an LGBT community? Are you open towards transgender people?
Yes, of course. We have transgender members as well. They are not very active right now, but we are open and they can come anytime.
Okay. And does the university acknowledge you? Do they help your work in any way?
Yes, it's a really hard question and we have to work a lot with this. Actually, now, as I already mentioned that, now we are not a student organization and it's because of the university. We wanted to be a student organization, but we couldn't do it. I think university has to show unity. And the question of the gays would divide the university. So they do not really help us, they do not really support us. and they wrote a law, not a real law, but a university law that says that every student organization have to give a paper to the university with the list of the name of the members. Well, most of our members wouldn't like to tell his or her name to the university because they wouldn't like to be in the university as a gay student. Mm-hmm. They would like to be themselves, and they would like to share this part of themselves to those who they would like to, and not for everyone. And they afraid of that the university could discriminate them because of that. So we decided not to be a student organization in an atmosphere like this.
And do you have connection to other groups inside Hungary, or are there any other groups like this?
Yes, there are a huge amount of groups like this. Okay, not a huge amount of groups, but some of the universities also have their own groups. They grow up from ourselves. So there was now there is an organization which became an organization when some of our university students decided they're going to open to not university students as well. So we have a group like this. There are other groups from other universities, for example, from ELTE or Corvinus. You have to see that this is GBME. Mm-hmm. So we officially are in BME, but we have members from all around Budapest and all around the country, because this is the biggest one and this is the main group. So sometimes some of our members decide to create their own community in their own university, but we are really in touch and we often organize events together, and these groups are usually much smaller than this one, and they sometimes start to work, and they work for a few years and then disappear.
And do you have any connections with groups abroad?
Unfortunately, not yet.
Okay. Do you know if in other countries they treat these type of groups differently? Because here, as I heard, the university doesn't really acknowledge this group. So do you think in other countries they do help these groups? Or what do you think their relation is?
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are countries where the situation is much worse than here. But I personally know that. I wanted to go to university in the Netherlands, and I looked up some opportunities there as well. And I saw that there is a student organization for gay and gay-friendly people, and they had a newspaper weekly in the university. I could find their webpage from the university's webpage. So I think that the university supports them and supports the students to create their own organization and find themselves.
It's very good. I think they should be more helpful in Hungary too, especially universities where tolerance should be much more higher than in other parts of the country. So with tolerance, does the group have to cope with any kind of hate? And if it has to, how do you handle it?
Mm-hmm. Luckily, now not. But I think it's because we are really closed and we are not really visible.
Mm-hmm.
So usually if you ask anyone from, hey, have you ever heard about GBME? They say, no, never. Because we are afraid of hate. I think we are afraid of hate more than we should. So we don't really show ourselves. We do not really show to our environment who are we, because we are afraid to show ourselves as well. So if we cannot stand up and say, hey, my name is Gergő and I'm gay, then how we would like to stand up as a community and say, hey, we are gay and we would like to change something? Yeah, we afraid of hate, but we mostly have good experiences with people around us. For example, when we are going to a pub, they usually know we are from this organization and they have no problem with it. So I think the situation is better than we think now, but we're still afraid of hate.
Mm. Do you ever have to personally cope with hate?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had to, but I still believe we're afraid more than we should. When I have a boyfriend, I usually hold his hand or kiss him on the street. And yeah, I sometimes have to hear that, oh, hey, faggots, go away, why are you doing it here? it doesn't bother me, but I can understand those who are afraid of it, because yeah, we can hear a lot about situations when people get attacked because of this. And I also have that fear, okay, if now I'm going to hold my boyfriend's hand, then maybe he is going to be hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel that I shouldn't do it, because of him. And maybe I feel that I'm brave enough to do it, and they can hit me because I don't care, but I wouldn't like him to be hidden because of me. So I think that's why we are afraid of hate that much, and that's why we are disclosed.
I think it's a very horrible situation. I very much hope it's going to change in the future. And what do you think about Hungarian laws? Are they enough, or would you like to expand it in some sort of way?
Yeah, I think Hungarian laws are almost the same as around us, but laws do not help us. That's true. We cannot get married. We cannot adopt a child. And personally, I feel that I have to choose. If I would like to have a family, I have to leave my country. And just because I love something, my country says that, okay, then go away. We don't need you anymore. And I think it's horrible, and we should stop that. Furthermore, I think we have laws that should save or defend gay people, but they do not really use them. So I know situations when policemen, when there was two guys who were kissing, and the guy came out from a shop and wanted to attack them. They called out the police, and the police said that, okay, it's your mistake because you shouldn't disturb this guy. So we have laws to defend us, but as long as the policemen in the state do not use this law and make people accept this law, until these are just some sentences in some paper.
Yeah, so I see there's still a lot of things to change. But I personally don't believe in marriage, but I know in Hungary, the registered life partnership almost grants the same rights as marriage, except for taking the other person's name and, well, in your case, adoption. So just a question, because it's so similar in Hungary, is I believe maybe adoption is more important than marriage, but I don't know. It's
almost the same. But for example, if my boyfriend would be ill and I cannot decide on his life, for example, or his values, so I'm not the same. And I think it's also about the name as well, because I won't say that, okay, please be my registered partner with a ring, because it's not the same. And as long as we call the same thing in two different way, that also means that we act with these people in two different way. And why would why do we call it in two different way if it's the same? So it's not the same.
Okay. And what is your personal experience with this group? How did it help you, if it helped you?
Personally, I joined this group because I wanted to get to know the other gay people around the country, because I know that now the situation is not as good as I wanted to see. I want to see it because I would like to change the situation. I want to live here, and I would like to have my family here as well. So I want to make a change. Maybe it won't happen in my life, but I want my grandchild to have the right to do whatever he wants, even if I didn't have it. So I joined this group to get to know people who can help me this, because I think we are the next generation. We can change the country, and we should change the country. And I wanted to get to know other opinions about other points of view. And it made me realize that people are really in fear in this country who are gay, and it's really hard for them. And in their personal life, they have so much problem because of it. They cannot think about the big picture. I can do it because my parents are really tolerant. They support me. They said, okay, you're gay, we don't care, we still love you. And it was really easy. But for those who do not have this main safety in their life, they cannot think about the big picture. So personally, it helped me to see better the reality of our country, to see better how the other gay people live, what kind of problems they have, what kind of challenges they have to face. And it helped me to see how can I help them and how can I make a change. And in a more personal way, I could get to know a huge amount of nice people who are still my friend and with who I love to spend my time and organize events. And I think it's a great group where we can find friends and we can have fun and just live our life.
And what do you think Hungarians should change in there? Thinking, how could they change to be more open towards gay people?
I think if gay people do not fight their own rights, nobody will.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Hunger needs a change of mindset. And I think now the situation with gay people is going to a radical way. So half of the country says that gay people shouldn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half says that, okay, we are lovely, you, we do not have any problem. So I think in this question, the country is really divided. And I think people often say that you should do it in your own room, in your own house. We do not care if you don't have to see. But I think we have to show them it is not only about sex or something like that. It's about love. So I think heterosexual people also do the same thing that we think, hold each other's hands, wear a ring, put their partner's picture as a background of their mobile phone. And I think we should show them this is about the small things that do not disturb them. And mm-hmm. if my boyfriend is the background picture of my mobile phone, or if I hold his hands, I think it cannot be disgusting, or I don't understand how can it be disgusting. And even if it's disgusting, they should accept it. So I think the mindset is that that they should see, or that the Hungary should learn. I do not have to love it, but I have to accept it as long as it's not about my life.
In a lot of other questions, people usually say that not knowing something causes this hate. Do you think it would help if they could get to know more about gay people, like through interviews like this?
I think yes. And I think it's great that you came here and you made this interview, because I think we need actions. And I think it's great you are brave enough to do the next steps and to stand up for something and to show other points of view for people. And I think it's great.
Okay, thank you very much. So for anyone who wants to maybe contact this group, you can find them at gbme.hu. And thank you everyone for listening to me. Goodbye.
Thank you.